This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You can find the time to explore the mind of a stripper.
And you can find the time to spend with your actual family.
Prime Time with Isaac and Sue.
Damn! What they on? All steroids and no carbs? Them some thick-ass kids.
This is Prime Time.
We're not like you. We're grown-ups.
Your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports. Here are Isaac Ropp and Jason Sakanik with Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
Well, that's right. Here we are. We are back from our President's Day celebration yesterday, where we celebrated U.S. presidents.
Yeah. Some more than others.
Yeah, that's right.
I was a big Howard Taft guy myself.
And it makes me sad.
Howie. Yeah. As they called him.
Yeah, I had a couple toasts last night to several different presidents. And that is something I did. I was, because the BTJ is out of town, so it's just me.
Whoa.
Yeah. So I was sitting on the old couch. I was watching the SNL 50 concert.
Yeah.
Which was pretty great. And then I was going through a bottle, and when I would pour a new one, I would toast various presidents.
To who? Like just yourself?
Yeah, it was just me. I just was cheersing myself. I was like, here to president. And I was just kind of going through random presidents that were off the top
of
my head.
So if we were watching you, like Truman Show,
yeah,
we would think you're crazy.
Yes.
Like, what is he doing?
Yes.
Or how ripped is he?
It was me in a pair of pink shorts, a tank top, sitting in my chair with a bottle. And and I was randomly cheersing, watching an SNL concert. And then I was flipping through the parts I didn't like. I got to be honest. It was a great concert. Like, the star power was amazing. There were some people that were that really let me down.
Who played on the 50th anniversary of the SNL concert?
Oh, they had every... I mean, it was...
Why did I say it that way?
I don't know.
That was...
It was a little clunky.
It was very clunky.
Little clunky.
I don't know what I'm doing here.
I mean, they had everybody. Eddie Vedder, Lady Gaga.
Gaga.
The Fugees, Lauryn Hill.
So who disappointed you?
Lauryn Hill and Wycliffe.
Yeah.
Like, I love Lauryn Hill. Like,
she's great.
The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill is one of the best albums of all time.
But that was years ago.
Boy, that was a...
Has she done anything good since then? I mean, look, no offense.
No.
But I don't... Yeah.
It was an unmitigated disaster.
So, I mean, you know. What did you expect? You expected her to be great?
I did. I was like, oh my God.
What year was that album? It was like...
long time ago. But I don't know.
It was like in the 30s.
Isn't she Looney Tunes?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
What's wrong with her?
Well, like, she will go to a concert, and like, the concert was supposed to start at 9.
Oh, that's
right. She will go on at 11:30 because she's, quote, not feeling the vibe.
Yeah.
She's a...
She's got to feel the vibe.
Yeah, she's a... She's problematic. Yeah.
All right, so she sucked. Who else?
I wasn't a big fan of her. Miley Cyrus was fantastic.
She's always fantastic.
She was great. I love Talking Heads guy. Why can't I think of him?
Burns?
Yeah.
Burn?
He needs to go away.
What?
Yeah, it was...
Boy, that's blasphemy.
Yeah, right? I know.
David Byrne.
He was on there twice. He played once with Arcade Fire, and then he once with Robin. It was... is not good. It is bad.
I hate hearing that.
I was like, oh yeah,
he's an American treasure.
I know, and it was not. I would say the same thing. Like, if you brought up Willie Nelson, which they did not. Again,
he's like 97 years old.
I'm just saying, like, every now and then, I have seen two of my heroes, Bob Dylan and Willie Nelson, the last time I saw them in concert, and I'm telling you, do not go see them. And you will not find a bigger Bob Dylan fan than me. It was the worst show I've ever been to. And I'm sorry, but old David has crossed that line. It was bad.
He's 72 now.
It's bad.
I heard Post Malone was pretty good with Nirvana.
Yeah, Post Malone did Nirvana. They did Smell Like Teen Spirit.
Well, Posty's in his prime.
Yeah. Well, but it's all the Nirvana guys. Like, Dave Grohl was drumming.
Yeah. Cool. They brought back the whole Pat Smear, and then they brought Chris, the bass player.
They had a Pap Smear?
They brought old Pap Smear.
Pat Mears? Famous Salina.
Bill Murray?
Baseball player.
Terrible. Oh.
Bill Murray getting old, too.
He did a bit, and it went on for like 5 minutes, and it was...
This is rough.
I hate to... Because like I said, well, and I was half in the bag, but I had the clicker, and it's every time I click it, it goes ahead 30 seconds, and I didn't want to do it. Like, I was sitting there like, don't... It's Bill Murray... No, he got clicked. And then I gave him a second chance. He got triple clicked. I was like, nope, skip ahead. It's bad.
Well, he's 74 now.
It is bad. So. Cher killed. Looks amazing.
Wow.
78 years old. She was probably...
Wow.
She brought that... Kevin Costner wants to have sex with Cher. They showed Kevin Costner in the crowd, and he was just drooling over Cher. She was greatness. And I'll tell you...
Maybe they've already done it.
I would think so.
You know?
Do you know who got the, like...
I bet you Cher... Listen, I don't want to get too graphic here.
Yeah.
But I bet you Cher in the sack.
Yeah. Oh. Her boyfriend's like 35.
Dude, she's...
Cher's bringing the
Cher heat. Knows a thing or two.
Yes. You know who had the biggest surprise reaction? Because the crowd is star-studded, right? Just everyone's there. You know who had the biggest, like, what in the hell reaction that I could not fathom, but the people went freaking nuts.
They loved this person?
They loved. It was a group. And people went bat-ass crazy.
Well, I don't know. Just because you mentioned them, Arcade Fire?
No.
Because they're not. I mean.
Yeah, they were okay. Jack White brought the house down. He closed the show.
Oh, dude, that guy.
He closed the show.
Is that that's the one you were surprised by?
No.
Because
no,
he shreds.
No. Jack White was great.
He's coming to town. He did. You know, he's playing Edgefield in May.
He did a mashup of Neil Young, Rockin' in the Free World, and Seven Nation Army. Oh, my God. It was phenomenal.
He's the balls.
Backstreet Boys.
What?
I am telling you, the Backstreet Boys came out, and that entire freaking crowd lost their damn
Who's
mind.
On the Backstreet Boys? I can never keep it all straight.
I don't know.
Is that...
Nick Carter is one of them.
Nick Carter.
And then you'll know the idiot in the cowboy hat. I don't know any of their names, but you will know them as soon as you see them. People went freaking nuts. Jerry Seinfeld's losing it. All the Kristen Wiig's losing it. Jason Momoa's losing it. Everyone couldn't contain themselves.
Is it possible that they haven't played together in a while? And so this was like...
I don't know.
It was a big deal that they were...
I don't know. I'm just telling you, of the crowd reactions, I really think Backstreet Boys, and I'm telling you, so much star power on that stage. I think the Backstreet Boys had a top three reaction amongst that crowd. People went crazy.
Someone's telling me David Byrne is Scottish. Is that true? He is. Well, he's Scottish-American, but...
Well, he needs to not.
I thought he was an American guy. So he is not an American treasure. He's a Scottish treasure.
Yeah, well, he needs to...
With delightful hair.
They put him on there twice, and...
Well, he's weird. Look, if you're not used to David Byrne, his stuff is really out there. So it's, you know, look, he's not for everyone.
No.
So perhaps he's just not...
No, I like him. It's just...
Do you?
It's not. The Devo is out there. That wasn't...
Devo?
Yeah.
They're still collecting checks.
I guess.
They put those weird things on their head?
B-52s. Ooh.
Did Devo have the hats on?
Yeah.
How embarrassing for them.
B-52 was the B-52s.
Yeah, I've heard
there.
They're a little rough these days.
Yeah, it's just... Look, I get it. Like, you're in your 70s or whatever. Like, you can't sing like you used to, but you can't be out there.
What was that? That show was on... is that SNL 50 they keep...
Yes. So, there's
so that's already aired?
So there's a concert, and then there's a 50th anniversary special where they do sketches.
Is that Saturday? This coming Saturday?
No, they already did it.
They already did it.
They've done both.
See, I've been a little out of the
You've
loop.
You've been a little out of the loop.
A little preoccupied. So but I love SNL.
Yes.
And so I will watch the Of course, I haven't watched SNL as much in recent years, but I'm a huge SNL fan. As a matter of fact, I have, in honor of the SNL 50 ads, which you could not swing a bag of dead cats without seeing, I have the list of most SNL episodes by cast member.
Oh, well, the
and I want to see if you can get.
Well, I do know who's the longest running cast member.
Yeah, he's on there now.
He's on there now.
But I have the whole list, and so we'll in honor of that. Yeah. I love SNL.
Yeah.
So I hope the show was great.
It was. It was the show was good. I last night I wanted to sit down and watch the entire con. It's like 3 hours long. I skipped ahead, and it was a nice. Nothing to do, no sports on, break out a bottle, start pouring it, and that was the whole thing. Celebrate some presidents. I want to say the most random one, I think I went Grover Cleveland at one point for some unknown reason, and I hope that that is an actual president. I think it is.
There was a Cleveland president.
Yeah. Was his name Grover?
Yeah.
Because at some point, and by the way, this is like nine in, I did raise a glass to Grover Cleveland, and I hope that that was correct.
He was number 22 and number 24.
Well, look at that. Wait, there was someone in between?
You like those two. Two. There.
The Baby Ruth candy bars named after his kid.
Who was 23? That's the question. Any guesses?
I have no idea. I didn't look any of these up. This was more of just it was kind of a fun drinking game when I was by myself.
Benji Harrison.
Oh, didn't do that. Ulysses S. Grant got a shout out from me. That happened. You know, it was easy.
Okay.
Number
18.
Martin Van Buren got one in his mutton chops.
He was gay.
Martin Van Buren was?
Did you know that?
I didn't.
Nobody else knows that but me.
No. And that was from Seinfeld that I did that one. That was a Van Buren boys. I even did the little eight fingers up on that. Yeah. And in case people were wondering, Jameson Black was the bottle last night.
Thank you for that, but we're now derailed.
Sorry.
And that is your fault. Mm. But that's okay.
It was a good show. Watch it.
I will. Yeah, I'll go back and watch that. We get to college football playoff expansion, apparently, is coming. And we'll get to that next on The Fan.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Prime Time with Isaac and Suk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, college football.
It's Division I football.
They want to change the postseason format again.
Well, we got one more year of the old format, and then we can do what. Well, the Big Ten and the SEC then can do whatever the hell they want.
And that is what is happening here. Because last spring, if you remember, it got pretty intense when the SEC and the Big Ten threatened to create their own postseason.
Yeah, take their ball and go home.
So what that led to was all the other conferences going, well, slow down. It's okay. You don't have to leave.
Mm.
They all signed a memorandum of understanding, which said, hey, we'll talk about this, but we'll give you more control.
Yes.
Okay, that's what ended up happening. Okay, so here we are,
where
they have to start discussing this.
So next year you're going to get, there may be a minor tweak, like next year you may end up not getting, the seating may get changed. If anything gets changed, the seating.
Right. But this is for when the deal is up.
The deal is up. So next year they have to play out the contract basically as is. So, and then after that, basically it's going to expand, and it sounds like the Big Ten and the SEC are going to get 4 automatic berths, right? So you'll get 8 from the SEC, or between the SEC and the Big Ten, and then there'll be 8 others that'll expand to 16. And
well, they're saying, okay, so according to Ross Dellinger, he is saying there's momentum for 14 or 16.
Yeah.
And they would 16. Assign multiple automatic qualifiers per league and as many as 4 for each, the SEC and the Big Ten.
Yes.
And then what the other thing they want to do, and this is something that we have talked about here because it was floated out there earlier this football season, but they want a scheduling arrangement that's going to get them millions in additional revenue from TV partners.
Yeah.
In other words, the SEC and the Big Ten teams, the elite teams, are going to start meeting each other in the non-con quite often.
Yes. So, I mean,
which is good.
It is good. And like I said, don't be afraid of all of this. There's going to be some bumps along the way. And by the way, like the House settlement, none of that is settled. And even when it is settled, it's just going to still be chaos. Like, there is going to be some rough times ahead because the NCAA is going to keep getting sued. They're going to keep losing. And eventually, years down the road, you'll stumble into some form of new context where it's collectively bargained. There'll be some sort of commissioner. But until then, much like the All-Star game, can we just sit back and realize that it's not that bad of a product? And actually, it's a really good product. And this year's playoff was fantastic. And we're going to crown a true champion. And next year, you're going to do it again. And the year after that, you're going to get even more of a true champion because more teams are going to be in it.
Well, what do we want? Do we want 16? I've always advocated for 16 because it just no buys.
Yeah.
You know, and then just you could just go 1 through 16. Just rank them based on the rankings.
And I don't. I'm fine with 12 because I actually think when you get to the back half of 12, you're not getting great teams anyways. So I don't think that we need 8 teams from the SEC and the Big Ten.
So who would that be this year? Let me go look that up.
I didn't need Ole Miss. Like, I didn't need Alabama. So Ole Miss would have been in. Alabama would have been in. Who else? Clemson already made it in. So I know that Ole Miss and Alabama would have been.
South Carolina.
Like, no offense.
16
to any
would have been Illinois.
Yeah, see, that's what I mean. Like,
so you got Ohio State, Illinois. So here are your first match. If you expand to 16 this year, just for example,
yeah,
you would have Ohio State. Oh, no, because this is finishing one.
Yeah, it's finishing.
Who was number one?
What are you talking about?
Who was the number one seed?
Oregon.
Oh, yeah. How quickly I forget.
I thought you for a minute there, I was like,
so Oregon would have had to play Illinois again.
Yeah. Which, again,
if you did just by the ranking.
I just don't need. It's the same thing with the NCAA tournament. They're talking about expanding to, what, 76? I don't need 76 teams. I don't need to see the 15th and the 16th best team. I don't need Illinois, and I don't need a Missouri, and I don't need a South Carolina. BYU, I guess, could have theoretically been in there. And look, I love BYU, and we had a great year. You know who wasn't going to win a national title? And the playoff wasn't worse off for not having him in it? BYU.
Okay, can I scratch everything I just said?
Yeah, go for it.
Are you okay?
A stroke?
No.
You just have a lot of
it makes me sad.
Well, I went off the final rankings, like AP rankings, and yeah, I shouldn't have done that.
Okay.
I should have gone off the final college football playoff rankings.
Yes.
And like you said, so the matchups, if we just said they expanded to 16.
Yes.
And just played, it just seeded them by ranking.
Yes.
Oregon would have played Clemson
okay. In
the first round. And that's a dangerous little game.
Yeah.
Two would have been Georgia, and they would have played South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And South Carolina, again, I could see either of those 15 and 16 seeds upsetting the 1 and 2 in those scenarios.
Mm-hmm.
The 14 is Ole Miss. They would have played Texas. That would have been a great game. And then
but Miami would have been in there
Penn
somewhere
State,
too, right?
Penn State would have played Miami, which I also think would have been a great game.
Okay.
So in this one example of this past year, those games were actually better games because Arizona State was ranked 12th, SMU 10th, and Boise State 9th, mm-hmm, right? So you would have had an 8-9 matchup of Indiana-Boise State.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I actually think this is, again, it's just one example.
Yeah.
But I don't, again, it's not to say that Clemson, South Carolina, or any of those can win it. But neither can freaking the team that was ranked 8th in Indiana.
Where was BYU?
They were 17th.
Okay,
on
so
this.
We missed a
just
bite.
Missed out. You were like in the first four.
First four out. I at some point, like, expansion just waters things down. But again,
I don't know, man.
You give me 16. I'll watch 16. You eliminate the buys.
Well,
you know,
I hate to say this. And again, it's just one example. So we have to, I don't want to like make all these sweeping statements regarding just 1 year, but this year,
yeah,
it was already watered down.
Sure.
Just this season. Yeah. The first time they went to 12, it was watered down because you had Arizona State. And again, I'm not saying anything bad about these teams, but Arizona State wasn't winning that tournament.
No.
Indiana wasn't winning that tournament. SMU wasn't winning
Boise
that
State
tournament. Neither was Boise State.
So again,
it's half the a third of the field.
Again, so we're going to water it down even more. I don't need 16, but again, I'm not going to complain. And ultimately, it's not going to stop at 14. It'll go to 16 because the only reason anyone's expanding anyways, again, is more inventory, right? More inventory.
Yeah.
Teams TV partners will pay more for it. So
yeah, I think if you're an Oregon fan, like, I don't know, maybe not fan, but just generally speaking, if you're sitting on a bye, it's just better to be playing a game.
Sure.
Because it's more money for college football.
If they're at all smart when they expand this thing to 16, the first two rounds need to be played on campus.
Home. Yeah. And then play the final, what would that be, 4?
Yeah. Then that's fine. Then go play that in
bowl games.
Yeah, play that in bowl games. But the first two rounds.
Yeah, I think that's right.
The first two rounds, if you're going to 16, no buys, first two rounds need to be played on campus. If you're going to be the number one seed, you should get the benefit of playing at home and then reseed. And I think that would ease the burden of travel costs. Look, it's just not fair to ask fans to have to travel to all those different games. And then you're going to get into some bias of where those games are played and proximity. So just make it one of the cool things, even though the games didn't end up being great games, but seeing a Penn State game in Penn State in cold weather was freaking awesome. The Notre Dame game, the cold weather game with Touchdown Jesus, remember that was the whole Shane Gillis was there and he called them, Alabama Jones. And like, that was phenomenal. And McAfee's out there and they got guys kicking field goals in the bad weather. Like, that is,
it's good for the fans.
That is college football. That is phenomenal. And they need to tap into that. You telling me that a college football playoff game, Oregon versus Clemson, yeah, at Autzen Stadium in
good,
December?
It's pretty good.
Let's freaking go.
Pretty good.
And someone tell me that that's bad for college football. So this whole system that everyone bitches and moans about again, because it's what we do, it's our national pastime, this will lead to a brighter,
yeah,
and ultimately
better tournament.
Better tournament in college football.
It'll be interesting.
Bumps along the way, but we're going
to
get
there. A lot of bumps.
Well, again, I just go back to
many bumps.
And I know people are probably don't pay as much attention to it, because you don't have to, because nothing gets settled, but every time you think they have some sort of grasp on how the new system is going to work, and when I say the house settlement, that's the lawsuit, the multi-billion dollar lawsuit that was settled. And that, by the way, was settled, like, I swear to God, like 8 months ago. It's still not settled. Because every time like they come to the table to try to finish the settlement, either a judge says, no, you can't do that, or someone else says, no, we're going to keep suing on that. There is going to be so many lawsuits over the next 4 or 5 years that are just, it's going to be nauseating to hear about, but the sport isn't going to die, and you're just going to have to weather a lot of legalese talk and a lot of changing landscape that's going to be difficult for the next couple of years until you settle, and eventually it will. And when we settle, it'll be something that looks, it'll look a lot different than what we're used to.
How many teams are in the SEC right now?
What, 16, right?
Is it 16 or 18?
I believe it's 16. But
well, there you go.
But I may be wrong.
There's one spot for each of the SEC teams in the tournament. It's a big SEC tournament.
Four SEC, four Big Ten. That'll.
What about
be
this? What if they
spots?
Expand to 16 and all 16 are guaranteed to be SEC teams? That'd be funny. They're also saying that the SEC will move to a 9-game regular season conference schedule.
Yes.
And they would do that. I don't know really why they would do that. I'm guessing they're saying that just changing the playoff format,
yeah,
would help them get to 9 regular season games, but I don't know why they would give up the cupcake game. Maybe because they're giving up that cupcake game for a big money game against the Big Ten.
That would probably be my guess. And then if you lose that game because you got 4 guaranteed spots, it gives you a little more wiggle room, you know, to feel like as long as you finish in the top 4, you're in. And then the regular season, I'm not going to say it doesn't matter, but it certainly dilutes it and allows you to maybe be a little more risky. And I know it sucks for the small market teams, but I've said it all along. If you really want to make college football great, you need to eliminate.
You need to
eliminate the dumb games. You just, the biggest problem with college football, in my humble opinion,
is unbalanced schedules.
And too many times, throughout the course of the season, when you look up, especially if you're a fan of an actual title contending team, take for instance Oregon. How many games this year on Oregon's schedule did anyone actually look forward to?
Two.
Yeah.
And wait, what was the second one?
Well, you had Penn State.
Regular season.
Oh, well, regular season. So you had
Ohio State and
Michigan early on. Probably not by the time you actually played.
Yeah.
But early on.
Yeah.
Washington always.
Well, then Oregon State.
Wisconsin. That's my thing. Like,
yeah. I know. I get you.
And so if you eliminate the 3 dip S's that you play at the start of the year, no offense to anyone. That's a bad, that's a cheap shot.
Yeah, you're a real jerk.
Well, because like, Oregon State's not. That's a cheap shot, right? If you want to keep a rivalry game like that, I'm talking about when you play Sister Mary of the Poor.
Idaho.
When you play, exactly, Idaho, which ended up being a competitive game. But that game doesn't need to happen. You don't need to play the Citadel. Stop it. You know, Northern Montana, get out of here with that crap. If you replaced those 3 games and you did what they're talking about, the Big Ten and the SEC, even if you just spun a random wheel and you gave me 3 SEC games that Oregon had to play at the start of the season or mixed in, instantly your season becomes 40% better right there. That's the biggest problem is stupid scheduling. You know, Indiana this year plays 1 game that matters. They lose it and Indiana gets in. That's the biggest problem with college football. It's not the back half of the postseason. It's that. If you can find a way to not solve it, but move that to a more equitable base for everybody, it becomes, I think, a exponentially better product.
So just so you know, the SEC and Big Ten ADs are meeting today, or were, in New Orleans. That's the second time they have met.
Yeah.
The College Football Playoff Management Committee is scheduled to meet in Dallas on February 25th, which is next week. And the SEC and the Big Ten could present ideas for a future format to them next week.
Yeah.
So they expect final decisions on all of this in the next few weeks.
So the SEC and the Big Ten will drive the bus. Hopefully they throw some halfway decent crumbs to everyone else, and then, you know, you move forward. But ultimately, they will drive this bus. And no one really else has a real pushback against them because they are college football right now.
All right, guess what we have next?
I'm hoping a little ITN.
We do have some ITN.
I need it. I need my news.
We have a body.
Oh.
We have a dead body.
I don't like that.
Well, you know, these bodies.
Yeah, these pop up, right?
What's that all about?
What is the deal with bodies?
And a very Oregon bill is up for debate. Mm. So we'll get to those items next on In the News. Here is Will. That's right. On top.
Prime Time with Isaac and Suk on 1080 The Fan.
It's the cutest little thing here during the break is Daddy Sukanik is schooling young Will Ortner with a history lesson.
Well, Will said that his favorite movie was, he dropped a Miracle reference on you, which you had no idea.
Yeah, none.
And so I said, Will, that's a wasted reference. He did not get it.
It was a great reference.
My ankle is further from my heart.
Your ankle is a hell of a long way from your heart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a Herb Brooks. And then Will was like, that's my favorite movie, The Miracle on Ice of the 80s hockey team. And I was like,
1980? No, I said 1980s.
No, you
Look
said
you.
80s.
No,
you
said 80s. I said the 1980s hockey team.
Yeah, yes. Yeah,
the
80s. That's what he's saying, the 80s. And he is saying you should have said 19 AD.
I said 1980s.
But you didn't know it was 1980.
I did know. He was changing it.
I just simply
he's
asked, I said, do you know what year that happened? And Will got real like, 1980? I
it
said, you sure about that?
Disagree.
He was like,
it was 1980.
It's sad that you have to lie like this to the people.
Well, he does it all the time.
And yet, you're backing me up.
Yeah, no, I'm with you on this.
That's exactly how it went down.
How are you going to take his side? He didn't know I had a beard, and I've worked here for 4 years.
He listened to the conversation.
Yeah, I was listening.
I have a beard? You can see it. He didn't even know. You two are making up lies.
When Ortner.
It's sad.
Says, when he's. I don't know. I feel like Ortner thinks that the 1980s are the olden days.
Yes.
And so it doesn't really matter the year.
They're 40 years ago.
It's just like, yeah, the olden days, you know.
45.
But it does matter because that was 1980.
I just thought it was adorable that he said the 1980s hockey team.
It's sad. It's sad, the propaganda that you have to speak.
But to the youngs, 1980s, it's all the olden. Like, they don't need to pinpoint an actual year.
Yes.
Because it's just old.
Yes.
So yeah. It did pinpoint. And
it's like, it happened in the 30s.
Well, the point of that conversation is everything that Will knows about the 1980s hockey team stems from the movie Miracle.
Well,
no, I read a book.
That's fair.
I read a book. And then I watched 30 for 30.
Which might not exactly be the real story, but it is a good movie.
It is February 18, 2025. It's time now for In the News. I am your noted newsman. Hello. Thank you. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, back in the saddle here for you guys and gals.
Leading our news.
And cats and kittens.
Ooh, like
isn't that what that...
What was
her name?
Yeah, what was that back in the day?
Oh, you crazy cats
yeah,
and kittens.
Cats and kittens. It's like a very 1950s American bandstand sort of thing.
That was the lady from Tiger King, right?
Did she say cats and kittens?
That's what, kittens. Yes.
Kittens. I felt like that's a, I don't know, I feel like that's a grease like that. Again, that was something that was said on some sort of.
In the olden days.
Yeah, in the
80s.
Yeah. Oh, you cats and kittens. Yeah, that may have been the tiger lady, that old bitch may have said that.
Yeah, the tiger, no. Yeah. Yeah, is that what they called her?
The Tiger King
Carol
was.
Carol Baskins.
Yeah, Carol Baskins.
She said, hello, all you cats and kittens.
Yeah, which is creepy. And then she murdered her husband, but.
It is Thumb Appreciation Day.
Oh.
And you should appreciate your thumbs. You know, as a matter of fact, I was just out with my parents in Salina, the all-American city of Kansas.
They didn't have thumbs?
Well, my dad, it's very cold out there.
Yeah.
And, shockingly cold. And my dad was saying, you know, he's 82 now, and he says, as you get older, it's weird, because hands were getting cold. We were moving stuff, you know, things.
Sure.
And he said, my hands are getting cold and I can't feel my thumbs.
Yeah, the circulation goes a little low.
And he said, "You should, I am shocked at how often you need your thumbs. You know, he's like, he said this, don't take your thumbs for granted. And I, of course, rolled my eyes, but here today is Thumb Appreciation Day, so let's all appreciate that we have one, or maybe in some instances, two thumbs.
The opposable thumb is kind of a...
It's a big deal.
It's a big deal to humanity right there. Without the opposable thumb, we're in some trouble.
Yeah, Carol Baskin said... Cool cats and kittens.
Okay.
That's what she said.
Carol Baskin.
Because, you know, she had a YouTube thing. And
then murdered her husband, allegedly.
Yeah.
Hey, don't sue me, Carol.
It is also Pluto Day, once a part of our solar system.
Still is.
It was downgraded to, it was part of our...
Yeah.
They downgraded it to the dwarf planet.
Yeah. It was a planet.
And now
it
it's a little bitch planet.
Yeah. Now it's dwarf.
Even know what a dwarf planet
is. Are we
means.
Allowed to call things dwarfs anymore? I don't think you're allowed
little
to
planet?
Use the term dwarf, are you?
You can call it a dwarf planet.
Can you call it a little fella planet? Ah, it's a little fella. Rick and Morty did a great bit on... it was a great Rick and Morty Pluto episode over that.
Pluto fact before we get into the news.
I know nothing about Pluto, so please give me a fact.
Yeah, I got you. One, it's so cold on the surface of Pluto that water is... rock-like in form.
Okay. You mean ice?
Yeah, like glaciers and such.
Why would you say rock-like as opposed to just
well,
ice?
I think it's even harder than ice. Like,
wait, you can make ice colder than and like harder than normal ice?
Yeah.
Really?
I don't know.
I don't think that's a thing.
Sure.
So if water... It's so cold. I need science, bro. Will, you're a teacher, for God's sake.
Oh, don't ask Will.
Will's two-thirds of
you guys are idiots.
So water freezes 32 degrees.
Wow.
We go ice. You're telling me that if I take it at 0 degrees, it's harder than it is at 30? And if I go to negative 30, it just keeps getting harder?
I don't know.
Can you make ice colder and harder?
I think you can.
Over time.
Yeah, I think over time as it gets
cold. And it becomes rock-like.
It's so cold. Yes! I think you can. I'm going to go with yes, even though I have no idea. That just
there is a professor somewhere that is out there right now that's either that's disgusted with us or he's about to hit us with some
professors good don't listen to us. Also, Pluto is only about 1,400 miles wide.
That's it.
It is half the width of the United States.
Get right the hell out of town.
Yeah, it's that small.
That is a bitch little dwarf planet,
right?
Boy, I would.
So are we a planet then? Is the U.S. a planet?
Well, no. I would have
we're
never
twice the
guessed.
Size of Pluto. Why are we not a planet?
Can I say right now, your hot Pluto fact just... that blew my mind.
Yeah, it's tiny. And that's why it's...
Yeah.
And it's called a dwarf planet.
And growing up, I had to deal with that being a planet. I had to memorize that? That's ridiculous.
I know. We only have so much room up in these...
Yeah.
...pea brains.
Well, remember when you had to do the stupid... you know, didn't you have to make
you had to learn the planets.
Yeah, you had to learn the planets and do the diagram, right?
Yeah.
You used the little styrofoam balls and all that. You had what,
I
Mercury?
I bet you Will doesn't have... But Will's looking at us like he's confused right
you
now.
You had Mercury, Venus,
we didn't have
Earth.
I don't believe they still do that.
Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars.
I don't know.
No, I'm pretty sure of that. And then is Jupiter or Saturn next? I'm confident in my four.
I think Saturn's sixth.
And then there's Uranus, and then that bitch planet.
Deputies have launched a suspicious death investigation after finding a body on Savi Island.
Well, I would assume anytime you find a body, you probably investigate.
Well, but this is a suspicious death investigation. Because sometimes it's just, drown.
Yeah. Oop. You know what they did when they found it? They poked it.
I don't think they did.
When you find a suspicious body, you gotta poke it. You gotta make sure everything's on the up and up.
Well, isn't Savi Island... Look, I love Savi Island. Visited many times.
Yeah, if you're gonna murder somebody, you go to Savi
Island.
Yeah,
isn't Savi Island kind of like...
Yeah,
one of the... Like, if I were to say to you, in our surrounding area, up in your neck of the woods in Washington, down to Salem, or what, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Within our general area.
Mm-hmm.
What is... Like, not the best place to murder someone, but what do you think would be the what location would be the topic of some Dateline.
Savvy Island.
It's Savvy Island.
Dateline Savvy Island. Like, if you told me that something suspicious, like washed up or you found it, I'd be like, yeah, Savvy Island.
Yeah. Or like, they just murdered someone out there and they can't find the bot, you know.
Like when they did a Netflix documentary on that Gabby gal, you know.
I watched that last night.
Right, and my man went missing there.
Gabby Petito.
Yeah, he went missing in the Everglades. That's like going missing
it's
on a...
It's like that.
It's the same sort of thing. It's just stuff happens.
And by the way, can we...
We're about to get derailed again?
No, we'll talk about the Gabby Petito documentary in the club.
Yeah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to do that here.
Yeah. We got more news to talk
about. Am I the only one that was kind of underwhelmed by that story?
Boy. Raise the hand.
Very unremarkable.
Who cares? I can't say.
Well, I watched the whole documentary, so obviously I cared.
I did.
But at the end of it, I'm like, that really wasn't that...
I had someone recommend it to me, and let me tell you.
Are you no longer going to take recommendations from them?
Yeah. I'll tell you what, that was a damning piece of evidence. Dude, that thing was like, what?
Well, there just wasn't much to that case.
No.
Anyway, we'll talk about that later.
But okay. We found a body on
Savvy
Island.
We got a body.
We don't know what's happening.
We have a dead.
We poked it with a stick. It seems suspicious. And we have determined that if a body is going to be found, more than likely, Savvy Island.
That's right. Investigators do not believe there is any danger to the public.
How can they say that?
I don't know how they can say that.
I don't like that. You don't know that.
1:15 p.m. yesterday, report of suspicious circumstances on Northwest Gillihan Road. They found a body on the banks of the Willamette River.
If someone died in a suspicious circumstance, how can they say that couldn't happen to me?
It's probably a serial killer out there.
I don't like it. Not one bit.
The other thing about Savvy Island is, like, it's just kind of, it's kind of creepy out there, you know? It's like, the houses, I mean, I know people live out there. I actually know someone who lives out there.
Yeah,
and they say the community's wonderful, but they just, you know, houses are kind of tucked away.
I find the whole thing sketchy. Again, I can hear Dateline Savvy Island. I can hear it. Keith Morrison, oh no, it was a quiet community.
McMenamins is closing one of its oldest locations, and we have a very Oregon bill up for debate. Coming up next on In the News on the Fan.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, welcome back. Hello.
Hello.
This is In the News for Feb 18. How about that? February 18th. Isn't that crazy?
Going fast.
It's a lot, Fauci. How do we feel about the octopus?
Love the octopus.
Would you like to eat octopus?
No, I actually feel bad now.
After watching Octopus...
My Octopus teacher?
Yeah.
And I'm still convinced that guy wanted to do it with the octopus, but that was a little weird. But after seeing that, and then I kind of fell down a rabbit hole of the octopus, I now feel guilty about eating octopus.
Do you feel that way when you drop the lobster in the pot? Or,
yes.
Yeah.
It,
see,
it jams me up.
I don't like it.
No.
I don't like it.
It's
or the crab, as it were.
Yeah. I struggle with
it. So it's all in the same category for you?
Yeah. I feel that way about pigs too, and yet I, you know.
Yeah, but we don't slaughter our own pigs, really. Most of us.
No, but I am jammed up. I the octopus seems to be beyond intelligent.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Well, there is a bill, and this is a very Oregon bill, right?
Of course it is.
Oregon is behind this, and it's just very on brand. We soon could become the third U.S. state to ban octopus farming.
Oh.
Creating a blockage, or a blockade, sorry, on the West Coast against that practice.
Hmm.
So they have introduced House Bill 2557. It would prohibit the raising and selling of farmed octopi for human consumption in the state of Oregon.
I'm for that, because again, you know.
So you got to fly in the octopus. Now, see, octopus is delicious.
It's going to get expensive, but I'm okay with that. I'm that way. What was the, is it foie gras? The
foie gras.
Yeah, the same thing. Like,
what is that?
Well, that's where they take geese and they literally force feed them until they burst.
That's right, we talked about that.
And then they eat the fatty liver and you get the pate.
Yeah, it's not good.
No, it's just really bad. And I understand, like, there's farming in general, like animal farming is cruel, but I guess you got to draw the line somewhere. And taking an animal that's so intelligent and like, it just seems wrong. It seems wrong. So I'm all for this.
They're not messing around out here. Washington, you guys up there were the first February of last year to ban octopus farming, and California followed suit. And Oregon, I'm sure, will do the same.
Yeah. But you can still have calamari. You can still eat the squid.
They say it's unethical. According to the spokesman, it says, we are coming to understand more and more that octopuses are intelligent, curious creatures.
Yes.
In nature, the octopus is a solitary creature viewing other octopuses as threats. Cramming a large number of them into small pools together would be cruel and cause significant stress.
Yeah, again, it just seems like it's animal torture. And again, I'm a meat eater, so my hypocrisy knows no bounds. You don't need to do it in the cruelest way possible.
You know how they kill them?
Do I want to know?
Why? Probably not, but
what do they do?
They place them in tanks containing ice water.
And it just freezes them?
That's how they kill them.
Is that humane then? I guess I don't think so.
Well, how do you, I mean.
I don't know.
Your slaughter is slaughter.
It's slaughter is slaughter. I know. Every bit about me wants to be a vegetarian.
I'm with you on this.
I want to be a vegetarian, and yet I am so weak, and meat is delicious, so I don't want to think about it because it bothers me.
My saving grace in the world is that I'm dumb.
Yes.
And I don't have those feels. Like, I don't want to eat the octopus, but I'm so dumb that I can order the octopus and eat it and never think
about it?
About that being a smart creature that was under the sea doing cool things.
And I'm that way about a lot of things, but once it's rattling around in there, then
I don't like it when, like, my wife not too long ago bought live lobster and she brought him home, and I don't like that where I'm witnessing the murder.
Yes.
I'm not down for that.
So someone's saying if you have a stupid octopus, it's okay to farm it? Yeah, just get
the dumb ones.
Get dumb ones.
So we have to go down there with IQ tests.
Find the dumb ones.
Wouldn't that be a bit on Portlandia?
That would be. Well, you've seen the Portlandia bit where the farm to table and you have to fight, like they have a profile of the chicken?
Of the chicken, yeah. What was the chicken's name? They go meet the chicken.
Yeah, that was a great
episode. Then they come back and order like the...
That was a good one.
That's good times. That's all we have time for. McMenamins is closing one of its oldest locations. I will have that for you on tomorrow's ITN.
I saw that. I haven't been there in 15 years.
That is in the news for Feb 18, 2025, brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. The Hot 5 at 5 is next on The Fan.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.